Good morning.
Good morning.
So I heard a question that why isn't it stated anywhere, Mishnah Chasad and Marbe Mesimcha, how to do it? You know, comes Shavuot Tammuz and the 3 weeks, the 9 days, there's a bunch of instructions of what to diminish in order to be Mema'it our Simcha and to practice some form of mourning. So why by Adra don't we have halachas about how to increase our Simcha? Well, one nice answer I heard, a nice chassid of art, is you don't have to tell a yid how to be marve b'simcha. We've got it figured out. There's so much that we're always b'simcha about. We always know how to have simcha. Great, nice answer. But I want to share with you just an exercise my father would teach in his happiness class, comes from Rav Noach Weinberg. And that is, we know, this is obvious, everybody knows, the way to have simcha is simply count your blessings. Just take a list, plain and simple, 10 things. You guys may have heard the story about this kidnapper who was nifter from Yeshivas Chavetz Chaim. My father spoke before he had been nifter, and mamash, this kid was besimcha. He had cancer, but he was very happy. But I've told you that story in the past. But the key to the happiness, make the list of things that you're so happy to have, but you don't usually experience the happiness, so you don't think about it, and prioritize. Make believe for yourself you have to give up one for another. Let's say you had to give up your hearing in order to keep your speech. Or you had a choice of a surgery to remove a finger or to remove, your nose. You name it. If you would make a 10 short list of things that you have that are great and wonderful, but you actually prioritize it and think, what would it be if I had to give up one or two things on the list? It forces you to realize the benefits of one over the other. And there are so many things that we're used to, we never really think about those benefits. So I'm just going to do a simple exercise right now, using Tisha B'Av as an example. Can you imagine coming into this week right now, and for the past 3 weeks, we could not have had music or showers? How about if the past week was the 9 days and we couldn't have had showers, haircuts, no meat? And finally now, wow, guys, we can listen to music. Isn't that exciting? But we're so used to it already. Guys, we can take showers. We can do laundry. You can buy new clothing. But we're so used to it. If we imagine not having certain things, just imagine not having eyebrows. I mean, whatever function eyebrows have, they serve a purpose. But we don't even think about their benefit. But just the looks of it. Imagine if you didn't have eyebrows. Thank God we got eyebrows. If we just imagine for a moment the things that we would not have, that right now we do, we will be so, so besimcha.